One of the best-known opposition leaders during the Saddam Hussein era, Ahmad Chalabi, says the overthrown Iraqi dictator is hiding northeast of Baghdad towards his hometown of Tikrit. Mr. Chalabi, who heads the U.S.-backed Iraqi National Congress, says he doubts the U.S.-led coalition will find DNA evidence of Saddam Hussein. He says the former Iraqi dictator and his sons are alive. He says Hussein is traveling with his secretary, Abd Mahmoud, and is getting better at hiding northeast of Baghdad along the Tigris River.
We had several sightings of Saddam in that area. By the time we learned about them, they were 4 days old, 5 days old. The best we got was 3 days old.
Mr. Chalabi made his remarks in New York at the Independent Council for Foreign Relations. He says word has spread recently that the former Iraqi dictator will direct some of the $1.3 billion he allegedly took from the central bank as bounty for American soldiers. Mr. Chalabi defended the information he passed on to the United States on Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. He says one of the three Iraqi defectors he provided offered information that led to the discovery of suspected mobile laboratories for biological weapons. But he urged the U.S.-led coalition to increase cooperation with Iraqi intelligence in the hunt for Saddam Hussein and banned weapons, which he says exist.
The most important thing to do is to find the concealment teams. Those people will guide you to the weapons. So, as we had said earlier, the weapons and Saddam are one and the same thing.
Mr. Chalabi was critical of what he described as U.S. reluctance to swiftly turn over political power to the Iraqis.
Iraqis can organize themselves. However, it seems that the occupation powers are reluctant to have an Iraqi political process immediately. They have certain concerns and fears. And those are being expressed, and those are delaying the full Iraqi political process to get going.
Mr. Chalabi denies that he was a so-called manufactured political leader when he arrived in Iraq during the war. He says political leaders will emerge through a process of debate that must get started right away. Mr. Chalabi also called for the establishment of an Iraqi security force to restore order to Baghdad. He says additional U.S. forces are not necessary. He says Iraqis should deal with the issues on the streets and described U.S. troops milling about as sitting ducks for terrorists. Jenny Badner, VOA News, New York.